Hello and welcome to Most Clicked, a podcast about digital marketing in the higher ed sector. I'm joined today by Matt Lees, co-founder of Smile, where I'm also from. And Matt, today, what are we talking about?
So today we're talking about a company out in the US called Cruise. They're an autonomous vehicle company who have partnered with the University of San Francisco to offer free driverless rides to their students.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So is this like Uber but automated, basically?
Yes. Yeah.
What was the thinking behind this? Why would a university partner with such a company?
Well, all the other way around, why would a company partner with a university, I guess? I think it's quite a shrewd move from Cruise. They're obviously looking to launch their service in San Francisco. And what better place to find a captive market of people without cars who, you know, in San Francisco, the likelihood of those students having cars is probably pretty low, expensive to run, expensive to park, expensive to keep somewhere. So yeah, really captive audience. And I guess what they get out of it for offering their free rides is they get word of mouth, students telling their friends about this cool new thing, and they get reviews and feedback so they can enhance and improve their service.
Quite an interesting one, I suppose, isn't it? I mean, San Francisco, Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
I wonder what the demographic of those students, whether they're more likely to, you know, stay in Silicon Valley and therefore want to keep using that after that. I mean, this kind of reminds me a little bit of, so you and I both went to art school together, and we were indoctrinated into the Adobe ecosystem, right? Yeah. So we were kind of taught how to use Photoshop and Illustrator and InDesign and all those sorts of things, presumably with the hopes that we'd then go on into our careers and continue to use Adobe software. But the other way around as well is quite interesting here, because it's like the university can almost use this as a benefit to its students. It becomes like a sales point, doesn't it, for student recruitment stuff?
Yeah.
I think it, and they're gifted because it's San Francisco, and you get, I don't, like where we are in Birmingham, I don't think we're likely to get self-driving taxi companies anytime soon necessarily.
No, but we've got electric scooters now. And if you were a student, back in the day when we were both students, I think it would have been pretty cool if they'd said, well, yeah, you get free rides on scooters between, you know, these times each day. That'd been a pretty cool perk.
Absolutely. And this is kind of thing, where I was going with that is, for universities, they can almost look at companies and suppliers, local or almost unique to their city, to try and create those alliances and partnerships so that they can have a stronger offer. I'm sure there's other things outside of transport. You know, in Birmingham, for example, there's, I forget what it's called now, but there's almost like a food club type thing, like a unique subscription.
Digbeth Dining Club.
No, it's not Digbeth Dining Club, although that's also a really good one as well. That's it. It's Independent Brum, and it's like a kind of loyalty scheme where independent coffee shops and all that sort of stuff. And it'd be great to see like local universities create an alliance with them, so that, because I know from the work that we do, right, when we're creating flagship websites, I remember when we did the Sunderland one way back, and they talked about one of the local independent coffee shops. You know, it's pretty trendy. It's not just about the Starbucks and stuff like that. So actually, often marketing a university is marketing the city or the location that it's into. And the stronger you can make that look and more coherent together, I think the stronger the cell all together. So, I mean, yeah, I'm with you. Electric scooters, I would have killed for as a commuting student back in the day.
Well, in the article itself that we found, it says from the university perspective, to go back to your original question, they kind of say there's a cool factor here. This is about kind of shaping the future and making their students feel that they're a part of the future. And what a way to do it, particularly, I mean, you know, we're talking about San Francisco here, but to be able to kind of be an early adopter of something like this and help shape it and give feedback, what a cool thing to have as part of your student experience.
I think from the very little experience I've had, though, between time I've spent in America versus time I've spent in the UK and speaking to people in universities in both countries, there is a little bit of a cultural divide, I think, a little bit. Like, America seems to be the sort of country that does things and solves problems later, like fixes those later. Like, yeah, they just put scooters into cities and they're like, well, we'll see what happens, and if there's any problems, we'll think about that later. Whereas here it seems the other way around. Like, we really, really think about the problems, and that potentially blocks progress from happening in the meantime.
Yeah.
And what I liken that to is procurement, and whether there would be procurement blocks from doing this sort of thing in the UK, but it'd be really nice to see just some low-level pilots, I guess, from that are very low. I can see there's risk in self-driving cars, and I'm sure risk assessments would have a field day, but maybe something really low risk could be a goer for universities, and particularly around times like clearing. Could be a really nice little thing that you just drop in on a phone call and say, hey, did you know about this thing, actually, or that thing? It might be kind of cool, right?
Well, I mean, we covered a good while back now, I think it was University of Northampton, and we covered their benefits page, and they had some really cool stuff going on. But this would be a step even further up, wouldn't it, to have these kind of partnerships going on? What a wicked perk.
But I think it's a tough time to be unique as well. So even Northampton, what they were talking about, you know, they said, like, oh, we've got Microsoft Office 365, so you've got email, you've got LinkedIn Learning Library and all this sort of stuff, and like, it's almost a bit like, well, okay, show me a university that hasn't got that. Northampton were really unique for showing that they had it and talking about it, but show me a university that hasn't. So it's like, what, how can universities be unique? I think it'll be even tougher for locations where there are multiple universities, but again, I come back to the point that you're not really selling a university, you're selling a location a lot of the time. And the stronger you can make your city, the stronger you make yourself. So
and the whole taxi thing is really well aligned with students who aren't going to have cars, and you know you mentioned other good examples there around kind of dining and drinking options and things, and it is that wider lifestyle. And you know, quite often we see, I think Northampton had done like a free laptop or laptop offer as part of their package, and we see that a lot, and that, you know, that's good for students to have access to that. But I would imagine the vast majority of students are going to university with that kind of kit already, but they're not going to university with free taxi rides or with access to scooters or, you know, whatever it is that helps their wider lifestyle. I think that's a really cool approach.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think the takeaway, you know, for me is think about the local community, think about the vendors and suppliers and local institutions that you might be able to partner with and offer something that other institutions may not be able to.
Yeah, cool.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Cheers. Well, thank you to all of our wonderful subscribers and our followers. If you have enjoyed today's content, then do drop us a like or a follow. And until next time, see you soon.